Hey, sis. So, have you ever been randomly asked to speak because somebody else fell through, or things just didn't go as planned, or maybe you're in an interview and you're asked something that you were not prepared for? And so, you maybe have 5 minutes or 0 minutes to prepare something to say, and you just don't know what to do. So if you have been in those moments and you've needed to speak off the cuff, you're not alone. And I want to help you in this episode to go over two things that you can do to successfully speak off the cuff. All right, friend, let's get into it. Before we get into this episode, I want to really quickly read you all this review that I got recently because it was just such an encouragement. It was such a blessing. And so this is from H.C. Edwards. And she says, Sarah has a clear and confident voice backed with great insight and advice. If you are looking for a place to get quick, useful speaking tips, this is the place to be. Thank you so much for that. That is such a blessing and encouragement because that is what I'm here for, to help you guys, to provide speaking tips for you all so that you guys can speak boldly, step into the things God has called you to with confidence. And so if you have actually not left a review yet, it would be wonderful and not just an encouragement to me, but it would also help get this podcast out there to more women that need to listen. And so if you could go on to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review and a 5-star rating, that would be awesome. And you might be featured on the podcast. So that would be really cool. Alrighty, now let's get into this episode. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. I'm going to say something that might confuse some of you guys, but I just gotta be honest. Speaking off the cuff is not my forte. I've always seen it as something that should be simple, but when given the actual opportunity, I love to at least have bullet points to go off of or a lengthy amount of time to actually create a presentation that I am sure of and confident in, that I have rehearsed and that I know well. But I know that that's not always the case, and I don't think that things that confuse us or challenge us are things that we should shy away from improving. And so, from doing research and growing in my own experience, I knew that this is something that I personally have always wanted to grow in and improve upon, and so I want to help you guys out with learning this tool as well, because it is very important. So let's talk about two things that we can all do to successfully speak off the cuff. All right. Tip number one, give yourself time, as brief as it may be, to compose yourself. When you are stressed, when your mind is in fight or flight, you will have a much, much harder time kind of gathering your thoughts and figuring out what you're going to say, how you're going to eloquently speak. It is so much more difficult because your mind is not focused on composure. Instead, your mind is focused on, we are in danger because you are feeling stressed, and so cortisol is coming out and like, I don't know what to do. And so I just really recommend taking a moment to just breathe. And the way that you can do this is that you can repeat back the question that you're asked. If you're in an interview, you can say, oh, that is a really good question. This blah, 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 blah is a really good question that you're asking me. And just take that short sentence of time to gather and compose your breathing and your in your mind so that you're able to actually answer or say whatever it is you want to say. Tip number two, the last one, and friends, I saw this in my research and I thought it was so good because I never realized, oh yeah, that's actually so simple. Why wasn't I doing that before? And it's a great way to kind of gather your thoughts and actually organize them. So tip number two, walk in with a mental structure in place. So have your main idea, your supporting point, and your conclusion. So have that structure in your mind so that whenever you're asked the question and after you compose yourself and remind yourself that you're safe, that this is not a scary thing, that you're going to be just fine, after you do that, already have set in your mind this structure of, okay, well, my answer is going to start with the main idea. So my main point to the answer will be this. And I'm going to have to support my answer. So that's the next step in my structure. And then after that, I don't have to keep rambling. I don't have to keep trying to fill the time or fill the space with words. I'm just going to conclude. I'm just going to end it. And that's what I'm going to say. If you have this structure set up in your mind and you have even like before walking into the situation, practiced on a daily basis, different scenarios and different ways that you could answer with this specific structure, it allows you to walk into other situations where you're speaking off the cuff with confidence rather than feeling afraid and in that fight or flight mode. These tips really do go hand in hand. And so yes, while you can prepare your mental structure before going into it, I do recommend though that before you enact the mental structure and give your response, that you have calmed yourself down, that you have given yourself that brief moment to collect your thoughts and to compose yourself. And friend, as nerve-wracking as it can be to speak off the cuff, I really think that sometimes it's the best thing to do because we're not overthinking what we're going to say. We're not overanalyzing it. But especially if you go into it prayerfully, you can allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you and to use you in those specific moments when you're given the opportunity to speak off the cuff. And so my challenge to you today is to take the opportunities that come your way and go for it. Give it a shot. And if you mess up royally, that's okay. Use that as a learning opportunity and then try again. All right, friend, I do want to end our time together today by praying for you and just all your endeavors. And so let's go ahead and do that right now. Lord Jesus, thank you again for this time today. Thank you for this listener. And Father, I just pray that you would bless her and her endeavors, that you would guide her steps. Give her the words to say when she is in moments that she needs to speak off the cuff, that Lord, you would use her in those moments to share your message to the world around her, that she would not allow fear to hold her back, but that she would step in boldness, trusting that you are the one who is going to give her the words, who's going to give her the strength, who's going to give her the peace, and that you are God and that she can trust in you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Alrighty, friend, I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.